We've learned a bunch of things over the years about proper nutrition, whether or not we choose to use what we've learned. When we're really young, it's not really our choice. We take what we're given. And that presents an opportunity to put nutritional information into the hands of new, expecting, or potential mothers, an opportunity taken by the Bob and Charlie Moore Institute for Nutrition and Wellness based at Oregon Health Sciences University. The Institute travels around Oregon hosting forums like one planned for next week in Medford, Wednesday 9 to 2 at the Higher Education Center. Kent Thornburg is the director of the Moore Institute at OHSU and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks for joining us.
I'm very pleased to. Thank you, Jeff.
It's very good to have you here. Tell us, if you would, a bit about Bob and Charlie Moore and what they did to get the Institute started.
Yes, you're welcome. Bob and Charlie Moore were generous people who owned Bob's Red Mill, Inc. in Milwaukee, Oregon. And as they moved along in their life, they decided they should do something to help the nutritional health of people in the United States. And they looked around and came to OHSU, where we had made discoveries about nutrition and its effect on babies and their future life. And they became intrigued with this and decided to establish an institute to study it and to get the word out.
Is there a fairly standard formula for what percentage goes to study and what percentage goes to get the word out?
Well, there is not, because we've changed this. We're now in our fourth year. And during that time, at the beginning, we put quite a bit of money into research to get our research program started, and most of our funds went there. And now we're moving out to make education programs so that people around the state can know what we do and become familiar with the science that we're talking about.
So you travel around the state then, giving programs like the one next week in Medford?
Yes, that's right.
And so with the rise of obesity, it seems like we hear plenty about nutrition already. Not that we didn't before that, but are there still significant obstacles to getting people to understand what good nutrition is?
Well, yes. The concepts of good nutrition are controversial, and unfortunately, there are many different kinds of messages that people get from the media and from many kinds of books and written material that's available in bookstores, so people hear a lot of different messages.
What are some of the ones that seem to hold on? I mean, it sounds like half of your job is not just putting your information out there, but trying to remove information that is already out there.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that, I hate to say. But we have a very boring message, I'll have to say, because news media folks and people who sell books don't like to hear that if you eat a good, healthy diet that's balanced, you will be healthy. Because that won't sell books very much, but that's the truth of the matter, and that's what human beings ought to do to stay healthy.
Well, I mean, not that I'm bristling because I'm a member of the news media, but, I mean, is it entirely fair? I mean, there are lots of books out there about good nutrition that try to make it interesting as well.
Yeah, there are some, but unfortunately, the ones that we hear about are mostly those who have taken fad diets and people who get behind these in a very emotional way. And those kinds of messages are really not good for us.
No, the kinds of things you see blinking on websites like, eat this miracle thing and you'll be 15 pounds lighter in a week, that kind of thing?
That's exactly right. And when we go out and talk to people in the public, the ones who talk to us most are the ones who are passionate about one of these sort of fad diets that are out there.
So that must present an interesting set of tactics for approach then to try to let people down easy off the stuff that they have gotten fairly attached to and try to replace that with information that, as you point out, might be a bit more boring.
Yeah, I'm not sure my colleagues would like for me to call it boring, because it's really good nutrition is something that we've known about for a long time. But science continues to back up the fact that people who eat whole grains, vegetables, and balance that with small amounts of meat and fish have healthy lives, and so we're out telling people about it. Unfortunately, most people now don't eat that way. They eat processed foods that are not good for them, and they get very few nutrients.
It seems like, Kent, with women on the way to having a baby, either considering or pregnant or getting close to delivering, you might be able to start on square two, because it seems like we all at least know not to smoke and drink while pregnant, for example.
Oh, that's right. And that's why we're very excited about working with women who are thinking about being pregnant or who are pregnant, because many of those women want to do the right thing for their child, and they seek out nutritional information. And even for those who don't seek it, we can provide that and let county health workers and other people who work with these folks to understand that there is a healthy way to eat that will benefit your baby and future generations.
We're talking to Kent Thornburg on The Exchange. He's the director of the Bob and Charlie Moore Institute for Nutrition and Wellness at Oregon Health Sciences University, bringing its roadshow to Medford next Wednesday, a week from today, 9 to 2 at the Higher Education Center. You can join us now on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments about nutrition, particularly for women who are either about to have a baby or are thinking about having a baby. Join us at 800-838-3760 around the region, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Now, one of the things I notice in the information at the website for the Moore Institute is about trying to prevent chronic diseases. Can you give us some idea of the range of chronic diseases you're targeting in this work?
Yes, it turns out that epidemiologic studies that started over 20 years ago began to uncover a relationship between the way a baby grows before it's born and its likelihood of having a chronic disease later. And those chronic diseases include heart disease, diabetes, obesity, hypertension, and in some cases there are a few cancers that we've now linked with it as well. And what that means is that the nutritional flow from the mother to the baby while it's growing will determine what kind of body the baby can build and then its likelihood of having disease when it gets older.
And so, Kent, are there any particularly low-hanging fruits here? I mean, diseases that might yield with just a little attention?
Yes, absolutely. And the ones that are the most sensitive to it are type 2 diabetes and coronary artery disease. And those are the ones we're most worried about because type 2 diabetes and obesity are rapidly rising among people in Oregon as they are across the United States. And as those diseases go up, they will eventually lead to coronary artery disease, that is, heart disease that leads to heart attacks. And we are expecting that for the first time in history, life expectancy will decrease based on the number of people who have diabetes and obesity now.
Really? So our living long curve could potentially bend backwards?
Yes, and we have increased our life expectancy since 1900, going from an average then of about 50 years to about 80 years now. And it's been a linear increase over that whole time. And now all of a sudden, our health patterns in the United States are worsening at a fast rate, and we're worried that that will lead now to a lower life expectancy and higher medical costs.
We have a drop-off question from Peter in Ashland, wants to know if the Bob and Charlie Moore Institute is connected at all to organizations like Rogue Valley Farm to School or other farm-to-school programs, and if not, would you consider it?
We're not connected to those organizations, but we're very proud of them. And we're proud of organizations like that. And if there was some way we could link to them and work together, that's exactly what we want to do. And that's why we go out in person and visit regional areas so that we can get to know people and programs that are doing well.
Again, our guest is Kent Thornburg, the director of the Bob and Charlie Moore Institute for Nutrition and Wellness at Oregon Health Sciences University. The roadshow comes to Medford next Wednesday, 9 to 2 at the Higher Education Center. When we talk about the things that women should be for doing about their own diets as they prepare to have children, are we talking just a picture of overall health, or are there some specific foods that are just really awful?
That's good question. You know, here's the thing. Most people wouldn't realize that the health of a woman at the time she becomes pregnant and even in her early pregnancy are just as important in determining the health of her baby as what she eats during her pregnancy. And that's why we are now leaning a lot more toward K-12 education and young women and university women in particular, so that they know that if they eat well and have a healthy body now, they're more likely to have kids that will be healthy. And as I said before, this matters for the next generation because we now know that there are influences that can be passed on to one or two generations after a person is born.
So if your overall health is pretty good, certainly by the time of conception, then the odds are much better for your child having a healthy life, relatively free of chronic diseases.
Yes, that's right. And we have gone so far as to say that we could reduce chronic disease in this country by dramatic amounts. I'm talking a half or more, by switching to nutritious diets in the food cultures that are found around the country.
All right, you already mentioned whole grains and vegetables, and I guess we're avoiding talking about any particular magic bullet kinds of foods, because those are the things you see in those pop-up ads on the internet. But is there one thing above all others that women should be eating when expecting a baby or planning to have one?
Well, people who eat balanced diets while they're pregnant will have healthy babies in general. There are other things that can cause problems with the pregnancy, but those aside, it turns out that nutrition is a big driver for this, and the kinds of food, some women are vegetarians. They're very careful about what foods they eat, and they get the necessary fats, like omega-3 fatty acids are a classification of fat that are needed to build the brain and the cardiovascular system. So many women prefer to eat small amounts of fish across their pregnancy to get those omega-3s, and we recommend that. But if a woman is a vegetarian, there are ways to get those also from plant-based sources. So we are not out to sell any particular diet. We're out to sell healthy eating.
I imagine you have to be aware of a certain number of advisories that occasionally come out. When you talk about eating enough fish, I mean, then there are advisories for women eating fish out of certain places because there might be higher mercury content, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's correct. There are sources of fish that aren't really that good for women, but in general, eating fish 2, 3, 4 times a week still will not increase mercury levels enough to harm a fetus. So we feel strongly that fish and developing good brains in babies is way more important than a very small risk for having mercury toxicity.
Just out of curiosity, what are the good plant-based sources of omega-3 fatty acids?
Well, I can give you an example. There are some grains, and flax contains a lot of omega-3s, and many people use that as their main source.
Okay, flax is a good one. The Forum in Medford next week certainly has the right price. I see that it's free, and there's free lunch. I mean, who do you want to see attend this, then?
Well, we've invited state health workers, and we're interested in people who want to help us get the word out about this, because the American diet has deteriorated so much in the last three generations that we're quite sure that that's the reason that the obesity and diabetes rates are going up so fast. So even men, and young men in particular, could benefit greatly from hearing about how they could have healthy bodies and pass this on to their kids.
Well, it's interesting. You're coming to a town that certainly has its share of burger joints and steakhouses and fast food places, but it's also a town that really celebrated the opening of a Trader Joe's, a Whole Foods kind of grocery. So it seems like there are both things going on at the same time.
Right. So in different parts of the different parts of the states have different needs. There are some areas in Portland that don't have access to good nutritious food, that you can walk to a corner store. We're concerned about that. There are other places where, even though good food is available, people have habits of eating poor food and eating fast food without realizing that this is such a harm to them and their families.
That's still a tricky thing to get across, though, isn't it? Because let's face it, the cheeseburger does taste really good.
Yes, it does. And the industry has done a good job of making food all the way from potato chips to burgers that we like to eat, and people have now developed habits of preferring those tastes over the tastes that come from good, nutritious food.
All right, so this consortium forum from the Moore Institute will be next Wednesday, a week from today, 9 to 2 at the RCC-SOU Higher Education Center, known as the HEC in Medford, again put on by the Bob and Charlie Moore Institute for Nutrition and Wellness at Oregon Health Sciences University, where Kent Thornburg is the director. Kent, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
I was pleased to be on.
All right, good to have you.